coming up on VNN.
Were there any other bitches encounters?
Not really.
Yes, so, the one you made out with.
What?
She's passing me on the trail, and she pokes my hip, and she goes, "Tags, you're it." And I'm like, I'm fucking in.
All right, your plan worked.
I was like, you know, like, I didn't say anything.
I know, right?
God damn it.
I
didn't know what to say.
What do you mean? That's exactly how I felt, bro.
No!
If you replicate your profile on Bumble or Hinge, I bet all my life savings, which is just $1.62, that you can get that you're gonna get 1,000 matches, bro.
Welcome back to another episode of VNN. This is episode 30. I'm your host, Nick. Victor is your co-host. Nico's your other co-host. Fair warning, there is a whining noise for like 20 minutes of this episode. I apologize in advance. You're gonna have to deal with it. Here's the episode. What time did we say we were going to start?
1.
What time is it right now?
1:30.
Perfect.
Good job.
Hey.
I'm proud of you.
Perfect. I forgot to text you. I was hungry and I was going to eat something.
I was hungry too. I had a banana all day today.
Goddamn.
Bruh. Yeah. Only what? A banana?
Nah, I was making
some
chicken. I woke
up like an hour ago.
An hour ago?
Yeah.
Shit.
Nah, I think I texted you out before. I think it was 2 hours ago. I woke up by like 11.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I was like shitting whenever you text me, and I was like 11.
Was it 11?
Something like that.
Okay, well. So, Nico, do you? Oh, are you in school? Did you? You are?
Yeah, I'm
really?
In school.
Really?
Wow. Hey. School.
I thought you would drop, honestly.
Fuck you.
I did
the first time.
Huh? I know you did the first time.
I did the first time.
So, how
I thought
is
about it?
It.
I woke up, and I was like, I can always just drop out. But no.
Yeah, before you. Well, you still can.
No.
And without getting
my money back?
Booted. No, you can get your money back. I think it's a full refund until the census date.
No, it's until the semester starts.
No, it's the census date.
I don't fucking know. Anyway, but
I shouldn't give you ideas.
Oh, no. Last time, yeah, because I got half a refund. They only give me half back.
Oh, okay.
Because I dropped out the first day of school.
What classes are you taking there?
You dropped out the first day of school?
I didn't even show up. Like an hour before the class started, I emailed her. I was like, hey, I'm not going to be able to do this.
I'm disappointed in you.
No, that was the first time.
That was the first time
he enrolled into school. Now he's actually in school.
Running shit. I just took one class, English, to see like what it
Oh, okay.
What
I
it asked of me.
You're not taking a business class?
Huh?
You're not taking a business class?
No, I have to take the all my little basics first.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Nah, it's fine. I mean, I like English. I'm not looking forward to math.
Is it online or is it in person?
I can choose. Right now, it's online.
Just get it out the way, bro. Get to the real shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm taking this one class to see what it was like, and then...
Wait, is it a flex or is it a...
normal.
16 weeks.
It's 16 weeks.
You should have done flex.
Too bad.
I'm sorry. I should have...
Too bad. It's not... I didn't think about it. But...
So you're not really paying attention to it then?
No, I am. Just for like 2 days out of the week.
To English?
Yeah, I like English.
Okay.
I like writing.
That's the only class you're taking?
For right now, yeah.
Okay,
in
cool.
December, I'll sign up for like 3. Since this one's not that bad, I figured I can handle 3 of this.
3 more?
No.
So
3
four
total.
In total? 3 total?
Three
you
total,
should do 4.
Total. No.
You can do it, bro. You can do it.
I know I can, but I don't want to.
I mean, like, how often do you work? Like right now?
Right now, 4 days a week.
4 days. Oh shit. Maybe not. Wait, what days?
Usually Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through Sunday. Okay, yeah, you could do Monday, Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's what I'm
four
doing
days
right
a
now.
Class. Four days. Four classes a day, Monday, Wednesdays. Just if it's just basics, easy, bro. You could still enroll right now. I think.
I'm gonna give it till this semester ends. So I'm gonna stick with playing it calm.
What are your basics? English, math.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to take
history class.
You're gonna have to take a history class.
I do like history.
You're at Vista, right?
Yeah.
James A. Poult, easy A.
Who the fuck is that? Is that a teacher?
Yes.
Professor.
Poult.
Nice.
Poult.
Nice.
Poult. I think it's Poult.
Oh my god, I got sweat.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fucking with it. The one class, I'm pretty entertained by.
Who's your teacher?
I don't know.
Is it? Oh, you don't meet him, right?
I mean, I have Zooms with him. I know what he looks like. I'm terrible with names.
Is he? White guy, white beard.
No, he's a white guy. Here, can you... I don't know how to search the teacher.
Just go to the syllabus.
I want canvas.
Pages of this.
But, he kind of reminds me of Jeffrey's older brother, but, I wouldn't say smarter, but a professor version.
This is fucking different, bro. I think they updated
it. Probably, because I couldn't find it. Because that's what I thought, too, I might be in the syllabus.
Oh, there it is. It was all the way at the bottom.
Oh. Nick, do you have your contacts on today?
I do.
No wonder.
I try them, but it's, I mean, they bother me, bro.
You need a haircut.
You have to get used to it.
I know,
I
need a haircut. John Millam, I don't know his name. I don't know.
Oh, my God, that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, I tried contacts, but they're bothering me, dude.
It's like that for...
The first few what?
First few months.
Months? Oh, fuck.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the first few days. Because after a while...
Dude,
I mean,
was
under
the impression that it would be like after a few hours.
Well, like, what do you... Like, how bad does it bother you?
I'm constantly blinking. I'm also a little... It's also a little blurry. I don't know.
How old is your prescription?
It's brand new.
Oh, okay, then. I don't know.
It's the first week and a half.
I guess like that.
First week and a half, and you're... It's... That goes.
Dude, I don't even remember when I started wearing contacts. It was so long ago.
Same. And that blinking shit, it goes away too.
Like, I'll be doing that shit if I sleep with them on and I wake up and they're like dry shit. So then I'll have to rip them out.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. Okay. Nico, when Victor says like fucked up shit about women, do you think he's joking?
I'm definitely joking.
What parts? Because like the real, real fucked up parts. Yeah, I think you're joking.
Yeah,
but there's some like little sly comments that you sneak in. I'm like, I think that one's for real.
No, I hand on Bible. Jesus can take all my precious dogs away. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but
why did someone actually give you shit about it recently?
No.
I
clear it out
because last episode when you left, we were talking about it like. He was saying some like fucked up shit, and then he was saying that like when he says that stuff, he's joking. And I was like, "This is the first time I'm hearing."
Yeah,
because
you never say just kidding.
You never
just stick
say
with it.
Anything.
It's pretty funny.
And
that's the humor of it for me.
Yeah, like when so when he told me that he was joking about that shit. Remember when I was talking about the Thomas Edison thing and like the first recording ever? What would you say?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he was like, "Women shouldn't vote or women shouldn't have rights or whatever." And no one fucking laughed. After when I went to editing and I listened to that part and you said it and it was just silent for a few seconds.
Like,
and I was laughing my ass off. Not at what you were saying, but at the silence. And then even Maddie was like, oh. Just laughing my ass off, dude.
We're probably all like, fuck.
Bro, I only have women in my life.
Bro, you gotta speak into the mic, brother.
It's hype.
I get it, but like, have you heard of Poe's Law?
No.
Never heard of Poe's Law?
Nope.
Okay.
I have not.
It pretty much it says, without a clear indication with the author's intent, then it could sound like they're talking for real about what they're talking about.
But why would anyone say the things I say and actually mean them? Those people are fucked up.
But the craziest part
but you
is that
sound like you mean them.
There are those people that say that shit.
Yeah.
Because my whole life, speaking English.
Dude, who's going to fucking know that?
Yeah, no one's going to.
Except for us.
No one's going to know
and
that.
We know that.
I have to
we don't know that you're joking.
I have to say that my whole life, speaking English, people have always been telling me, I don't know if you're kidding or you're joking around
speaking
or you're being
English.
Serious. Speaking English. Because English is my second language. So I can't. You know, like, it doesn't come out correct.
Okay, yeah, but you have to, like, have some type of indicator to mean that you're joking.
Like, maybe, like, the tone of your voice or, like,
yeah.
A little chuckle.
Dude, sometimes we'd be driving and you're like, yeah, women just shouldn't vote. Like you're just saying so,
dude,
so
random,
fucking
no,
flat.
It's satire.
So fucking flat.
I can
satire.
Agree with that. You'll rant, like, we'll be random as fuck and you're like, yeah, fucking... I don't know. Women shouldn't be out today every Monday, Wednesday, and Tuesday.
It's satire.
Women
satire.
Shouldn't have an opinion.
No, I don't. Like okay, that. Stop. You're making me look bad.
Bro,
stop.
These are shit that I come up with, like, just from listening to you.
Look, stop putting me out of context. Look, it's
you
satire.
You put yourself in that
it's
context.
It's satire.
Oh, yeah, okay, but the thing about satire is, again, you need a clear indication that it's satire.
Okay, every time I say if, something satire, I'm going to look at the camera and be like...
Well, some people don't watch. Most people
like
listen.
The Office.
Yeah.
It's just like when Jim looks up.
For real.
Yeah, it needs to be like into Tony Rose. It needs to be pretty obvious that you're making a joke.
Okay, yeah, it's all satire. Why would I mean those things?
That's what we're wondering, bro.
Well, I mean, all the most important people in my life are women. You know, my mom was a single mother. You know, and because of her freedom and her rights, you know, that I'm glad now that women have. It's good. You know, that's why we made it.
Yeah.
You know, in other countries, women are not even allowed to drive. And I'm like, jeez. I'm so against that. I think they should be able to do all things men can do.
Yeah, just not vote.
No, and vote. You know, actually, you know, if you want to like, talk, if you want to talk about that, I don't think everyone should be able to vote.
Oh no, for sure.
No, no, no.
Don't change the subject. No, I have.
No,
I
wait.
Have,
I have a story. I have a question. On topic.
What's up?
Do you think felons should be able to vote? Because felons aren't allowed to vote.
Wait, that's off topic. What the fuck?
No, it's not. Because we're talking about voting.
We're talking about voting.
Wait, but I have a story.
Oh, okay, fine. What's your story?
Can I answer his question?
Oh, yeah, fine. Answer his fucking question.
Felons
should be able to vote?
Yeah.
If they've been clean.
That's someone,
wait, they can't vote,
though. Those are some people who are not allowed to vote. Yeah. Do you think they should be able to?
If they've been clean, you know, and they're like, you know, they need to be able to...
Like rehabilitated felons, like felons already living outside of prison and shit like that.
Yeah, if they're a felon 10 years ago and now they're working as a nurse assistant, come on.
Should Joey Diaz be able to vote?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, that nigga's fucking funny and cool shit.
No, Joey Diaz, absolutely
He is what I want to be when I'm that age. Like, that shit is fucking funny. He's like living the life.
Oh, man.
Fucking wrecking shit as he goes.
I love how he just drops. Like, so casually that he, like, kidnapped someone.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that video.
At gunpoint.
He's like, yeah, I went viral because I was telling a story how I kidnapped this hooker and lit her wig on fire. You've seen that one, right?
No, but if you see, like, other podcasts, he just drops it, like, out of nowhere. All right, well, anyway, what I was trying to say is that, you know, you need to start putting a clear indication of your intent when you say those jokes.
Yeah,
because most of those jokes... I'm not saying that you're joking.
They're for me.
And
so
I feel like...
They're for me, so when I listen back to our podcast, I'll be like, ah! Like, fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but like, what about the people who are actually listening to it that aren't you?
I'm going to start looking at the camera when I say something, like, ridiculously satire.
Yeah, but not everybody watches the podcast. People
I'm going to be like, I don't know.
Or you should snap. Be like, yeah, I don't know.
I think...
Fat bitches shouldn't have rights.
Fat bitches
that's a fucking snap.
Fat bitches should shut the fuck up.
I love that video.
Oh, I'll just be like, ha ha.
Ha ha.
Yeah, do a little giggle at the end. Okay, so.
Nick.
A good, what?
Your haircut's horrible.
I know it is, right? I need to get a haircut.
I'm kidding.
The last time I saw you had just gotten a haircut, right? Because the last time it was pretty short.
When was the last time I saw you?
Last time we did a podcast. No, I
changed my style, my hairstyle.
Yeah.
When we went go-karting?
Right, because that was more recent.
I don't remember my hair that time.
Man, me neither.
Anyways, for an example of what I was trying to tell you, right? About 2 weeks ago, I joined the Ultimate Frisbee team.
Nice.
And so, Ultimate Frisbee team plays white shirts versus black shirts, right? I'm on the black shirt at team. And we're playing, and there's one guy on the white team who's, like, two shades darker than... Actually, about the same shade as Victor. And he's Mexican, right? And he's playing shirtless on the white team, and we start playing. And I didn't see him in the lineup, and so when I saw him, I was like, "What? Which team is he on?" Because I wasn't sure if he was on the white or black.
He's brown.
Yeah. And so, no. And so,
yeah.
And so later, we're on the sideline, and I see we're playing on turf, and you know that, like, those, like, pebbles in the turf?
Yeah.
I see it all over his back, and he's getting a bit torn up. And so he's saying that he's going to put on his shirt because he's getting torn up, and that leadership's kind of complaining that he doesn't have his shirt on because people don't know what team he's on. And when he said that, the joke popped into my head.
What joke?
So I was sitting there and I was looking away from him and I go, you know, at first, and then I looked at him and I go, I thought you were on the black team. And then I see his face drop and I started smiling
I did a little smile, and then he started to laugh, and then everybody else started to laugh, because he finally got the joke. But at first, he didn't get it, but I started smiling so that he can know that I was joking.
I see where you're going with this.
That's horrible.
I see where you're going with this.
If he wasn't cool, then he probably would have been like,
"Oh, I didn't know him. I didn't know his humor. I had no idea who it was, but I said the joke just because I knew it would be funny. But I just had to deliver it correctly. And I said it with a straight face. I was like, at first, I thought you were on the black team.
I thought you were on the black team.
It was the color of his skin.
That's very funny. Night.
You should have been like, I thought you were wearing the black shirt the whole time.
You should have been like, so what team are you on, man?
No, I think I did it. I think I just told it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have laughed.
Everybody did laugh, but they all waited until the guy I was telling it to laughed first.
They're like, oh shit.
Very
Nick's making a racist joke.
For real. Talking shit to me.
I told one of our bouncers one time, because we turn off all the lights whenever we're walking out. He's like, oh, I need to clog out. So he runs back in the dark. And he's like, oh, I can't see shit. And I'm like, oh, smile so I can see you.
That's hilarious. I can't wait to party at fucking this guy's place.
Oh, at Bentley's?
Oh, at Bentley's.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh. I'm so mad that y'all didn't try to come in. I feel like y'all could have gotten in.
Dude, I don't look
okay, so
at
anything.
All.
Okay, I think the only times they're really, really not going to let you in is Saturdays and Sundays, because those are like our busiest days. Because that's the time they actually do set up, they put out the sign, like, 23 for women, 25 for men.
Yeah, why is it different for women and men?
Because they want more mature men, people in general, but they want more women in the club.
Bro, 23 for women, that's stupid, bro.
It should be
18.
Our bar owner thinks that because we have a higher age limit that our crowd's going to be a little bit more not as wild. And I don't believe it.
2 years?
Is it working?
No. We get fights like every night.
I mean, bro, it's the...
I mean, mind you, like...
I think...
Like, social spots way worse than us because they are, just 21 and up. But by much.
There's other bars that have more fights than you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, social spots pretty bad.
Social spots bar? Is that, like, the name of this place or what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, we should try that as 21 and up.
We should,
or like, I know Hills and Dales gets pretty rowdy on the weekend.
We haven't been there. I haven't been there.
Hills and Dales is a little more ratchet.
Yep. Yeah, but I feel like that's like country folk, right? Or what?
I mean, yes.
That's next to Deals.
Yeah. They probably will play more country music, but it's the same people that live around here. Young, stupid bookers.
People around here?
Yeah.
I don't like people around here.
Sorry. We live around here, brother.
It's fine.
They don't get better. I
mean, we've been all sorts of places.
They don't get better anywhere you
not
go.
Not really, bro.
Yes,
yeah.
We have.
No?
Where
have we been?
Huh?
We've been
on all sides of the area.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, north.
We stayed in our area. The only place that we've gone like that's out of our area is Bonham.
Bonham. We went to the ratchet-ass Southside bar.
Oh, is that the one you thought was a gay bar?
Yes.
The one with the... We saw the the blacked-out plates?
Yeah, we just played, what do you call it,
Jenga. And you kept fucking cheating?
Maybe.
You did cheat. God.
Actually, you know what? Can you give me a ride home after this?
Real shit.
I don't think I can run back.
Yeah, bro, I was gonna say.
Bro, don't be a bitch.
My cat, I think it's because I did 6 miles yesterday, and my cats are like, real. I did 6 miles, and I jump roped in the morning. I think I'm overdoing it. Oh shit.
Fucking kicking everything.
All right, Nick.
Bro, I gotta say, man, it's so much easier to pull bitches in Peru.
He talks to one girl, and now he's like, I can pull bitches. I'm a G.
Oh, I haven't even talked to you about that. How was that trip? I didn't get to see you after you came back.
It was great. It was awesome. The first night was the Peruvian Independence Day.
Okay, I did know that.
So you knew that?
I knew.
Did I tell you that?
You did it, but
you just knew that. Wait, what the fuck?
I knew it was the Peruvian Independence Day because my dad fucking...
Yeah, but how did you... Oh, you knew I was there.
I already knew you. I knew you were there.
Okay.
And then I found out I was a Peruvian at Penn State. I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. He's probably doing something.
Yeah. So I went out that night.
Nice.
I feel like... I mean, they did fucking party, but I didn't feel like it was for Peru.
Yeah, I think they just partied.
They were just fucking partying hard.
I mean, same thing, like, 4th of July. Like, no one actually was like, oh, my God, thank America. Like, everybody just gets drunk as shit.
Just as a reason to drink.
Yeah, it's a reason to drink.
like, I didn't hear anyone go, like, freedom, rah, or anything over there.
Fuck no.
But, so first, we went to this soccer game. What was fucking wild to me is in Peru, they still hang out with their graduating class.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they still have, like, events for their graduating class. Mm-hmm. Like, the soccer game we went to was their graduating class's soccer team.
That's pretty fucking cool.
And so they all go there and watch them, and they all hang out.
So then keep telling me. So how did the night go? You went to the soccer game.
I went there, okay. And then we're, like, in the circle. Everyone's dancing. I'm drinking.
What are you drinking?
I don't fucking know what I'm drinking.
You said rum and coke.
Huh?
You said rum and coke.
When? What?
You said you drank rum and coke.
That was after the soccer game.
Oh.
When did I tell you that?
Bro, we were at...
No, that was a different night.
No, we were
here. No. What I was telling you was a different night.
Whatever.
Anyways, I don't know what we're drinking, but it didn't taste good. And there, you don't, like, hold the bottle. You get this little cup, and you fill it, and you put it back in there, and then everybody just keeps doing that.
Oh.
Yeah. And we're just partying, you know. My cousin's introducing me to everyone. I'm saying hi. People don't believe we're cousins because he's...
That's the guy you were posting with, right? You had posted that you were sitting next to some guy. Like, you were hanging out with someone.
When?
Longer hair. While you're in Peru.
Longer hair?
Or, like, while you're in Peru, like...
He didn't have longer hair.
Like, his hair was longer than yours. The guy you posted with? I don't know.
The one that I posted the most.
Bro, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's the fucking... It's the toilet. Hold on.
His shit's clogging it.
I'm like, is that all? Is that in my head, bro? Nick is finally evolving, bro. He's evolving to a grown man.
All right, anyway, so we're there drinking. I've already met everyone. Me and my cousin are just in... Like, we're in a circle. All the girls are dancing. All the guys are just standing there and just, like, bobbing their head. And my cousin goes, out of nowhere, he goes, so how's Kaya? I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck do you know about Kaya?
It's funny.
And I was like, how the fuck do you know about Kaya? And then he starts telling me, like, all the shit he knows. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why did you bring her up anyways? And she was saying, like, I just wanted to see where you are with, like, your breakup. And I was like, what the fuck? Why did you bring... Like, I had already forgotten about her.
You're like, because he doesn't see you a lot. Huh? So that's the last thing he remembers.
Yeah, but no, but, like, we were like, out in public, like, hanging out with all these people. And he goes, how's Kaya? And I was like, why the fuck did you bring her up, bro? And then we're just, like, standing there drinking. And then his friends start coming up and just start pouring me drinks and, like, pushing it in my face. And I took, like... Like,
were they
seven,
shots or huh? like the shots or they like were, the cups? Like a drink?
They were big shots.
Okay, okay.
And I took like seven.
Roche,
like,
just
through the night. I just kept going, just going. They just keep coming up to me. They're like trying to get me to dance. My cousin's girlfriend teaches me how to dance.
Oh,
nice. I'm not good at it.
Ah, it's all right, bro.
Definitely not.
I like it when it's like that because I don't feel as embarrassed. Asking someone to dance and just having to learn on the spot.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, fuck it. Just teach me, bro. Like,
brother,
lead
me. They grab you and they take you.
I know.
And
I know this.
It's because I'm good in going. I'm Nico Rico.
Okay. You're what?
Nico Rico.
He's grinding on the bitches.
Yeah.
That wasn't your cousin's
girlfriend?
They were like,
Nicolás, que rico estás.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
But, hey, being white, light complex is a skill, bro.
Yeah, so
I don't think that's a skill.
And then
it's a God-given skill.
From there, we went
Passive
to
skill.
From there, we went to a club.
What time was it?
I was in
point?
Huanuco, by the way. I wasn't in Lima. I was
yeah,
in
yeah.
Huanuco. Do you know?
Okay.
I've
heard of it. I've never been.
So Huanuco, like, it's a city in the mountains, I guess.
Yeah,
it's not really a mountain, but it's very, very a lot of dirt. Like, it's dirt roads and shit. And it's the motor taxis.
Nice.
So we're cramming, like, four people in a three-person motor taxi. And we go to the club. And again, we're with the same people who were at the soccer game at the club, his graduating class, in a circle. That's when we're drinking rum and coke. But that was the story I was telling you was a different night. We're drinking rum and coke, and that's what I'm drinking. You know, at this point,
how drunk are you at this point?
At this point, I'm pretty fucked up.
Yeah,
like, so at the soccer game, I was able to walk. You know, like, we were just standing still, but I was kind of walking around. I was buzzing. And then, you know, when we left, when we got in the... Oh, wait, before... I forgot about this. Before that, we went to my cousin's friend's Bruno. His name is Bruno. My cousin's Alejandro. His friend is Bruno. We went to his girlfriend's house. And there I'm sitting on their couch. They're asking me questions, you know. I live in the United States. They're asking me questions.
They're like, oh, passport.
And,
right?
And her girlfriend asked me if I like pisco. And I was like, I don't like pisco. I don't like pisco sour. I don't find it good. And they're like, and she goes, it's probably because you're getting it in the United States and they make it shit. Like, they don't make it right in the United States.
Maybe.
And so she makes me a drink. I'm like 10 beers in at this point, and she makes me a drink. I'm drinking it, and I'm like, this is fucking great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, good shit.
Like, I'm drinking it. I get like halfway, and they're like, all right, we gotta go. So I'm just
slurping that shit down.
Slurping the fuck out of it. I show them the pictures of my bike and shit like that. I meet the other people. We get in the moto taxi. We go to the club. We're in the circle with his graduating class. The same fucking thing we're doing at the soccer game, dancing. It's a little more intense now, though. And then, yes, at this point, I'm pretty fucked up. I'm like a 10 at that point.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Have you ever blacked out before?
No.
Okay.
But my cousin wasn't letting me drink too much. Like, my cousin asked me, like, out of 1 to 10, how much... are you? I'm like, I'm a fucking 10 right now. And he's like, okay, you're not drinking anymore. And so we're dancing. They introduced me to more people. To more, like, mainly girls. And
that's what we wanted.
I, at some point, they just, like, over there, dude, they just take you. They just grab you and start dancing with you.
They just don't... like cowboys.
Huh?
Just like cowboys. Dance hall.
We gotta go there.
It's crazy when that happens, right? When a girl grabs your hand.
Like, I'm just like there, like having fun, and then she grabs me, and I'm like, oh, fuck, we're dancing.
Yeah, like, all right, cool.
Like, okay.
Like,
she's
no
like,
words. Just
dude,
like...
she starts like fucking spinning me, and I'm like, I'm too drunk for this.
You're like, I can't spin.
Yeah. She makes me spin her. We're dancing in this and shot. She goes, I need to go to the bathroom. And I was like, okay, I need to go.
This is all in Spanish, right?
All in Spanish. Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's what I was thinking in my head. I'm like, oh, this is in Spanish. I know it. It's even crazier.
That's like another realm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's like I can't, like, I'm so drunk. I mean, I can't form words. In Spanish, at least, right?
Okay, so
in Spanish,
she goes
worse.
To the restroom, and you go to the restroom.
I go to the restroom. Like, I'm so drunk that I put my head against the wall to keep myself up. And keep my
oh my god
straight.
Oh my god.
And I go, I wash my hands. My cousin comes in. He goes, all right, let's get some water. And he goes, how much money do you have? We're gonna get some water. And I was like, I have to pay for the water? And he goes, yeah, it's I can't remember how much it was. I think it was 10 soles for the water. And I was like, I'm not fucking paying for water. What the hell? No. And she goes, and he's like, you need to get water. And we're like, kind of I'm kind of like arguing with him. He's like, I'm not going to pay for fucking water. He ended up making me pay for
water. He means like a bottle of water, right?
Yeah, it's a bottle of water. You have to, over there, you have to pay for water.
I mean, you have
there's
to
no
pay
free
for
water
here.
There. There's not even water fountains.
Oh, yeah, because you're not really supposed to drink from the faucet. Mm-hmm. You're not really supposed to drink from the just the water.
No, but you know how like here there's water fountains at like a restaurant or whatever? There's no water fountains over there.
Oh.
You have to pay for your water. And so I was like, I'm not fucking paying. I'm like drunk. I'm like, I'm not paying for water. Like, and he's like, you need water. And I was like, I'm not fucking paying for water. That is, I'm like against that. Like, you know, and he gets me over to a bar And he makes me pay for the fucking water.
And then the girl, what happened to the girl?
Yeah.
You went on a rant about this water.
She said she went to the restroom. Wait, so you went to the restroom.
Okay, I'm waiting. Okay.
Suck your dick in the between. Like,
I get there. I'm at the bar. His cousin Bruno brings me another girl.
Real shit.
She goes, she studies in the United States, in Utah. And I was like,
real
what?
Shit.
I was like, what the fuck is in Utah?
You're like, cool.
And we start talking.
Mormons.
Huh?
Mormons.
Yeah, but she wasn't Mormon. But we start talking, doing all this shit and that. I'm drunk. I'm like, what the fuck is in Utah? She's like, you know, there's things to do. I was like, it's a fucking desert. and we just start talking about it. And that didn't really go anywhere. She left. I finish my drink. We go back to the circle, dancing some more. I danced with a few other girls. I honestly can't really remember.
Real stuff.
I danced with a few more girls. That other girl that I was talking about, she started dancing with this other guy with a lot more intensity. I was like, oh, damn, well, I lost that.
You could just give it a shot and be like...
No, they were like dancing, dude. No,
oh, out of your skill. Out of your skill level.
Right, that was a Diego dancing with her, bro.
Oh, that was... Holy shit. That was Ramon.
Rico Suave over there.
Damn, that's
like a Ramon. I was like, damn, all right, well, there's that. And then, this gets towards the end of the night. Oh, there was, fireworks went off. And, like, I'm in America. I mean, I'm from America. I didn't know fireworks were going to go off. I was like.
Oh, shit.
They shouldn't.
Fuck, I would have reacted the same way in a different country.
But, like, Bruno was like, don't worry, they're fireworks.
Fireworks.
Right. And we were just dancing. I danced with a few girls. I honestly can't remember how many girls I danced with. But, again, they just grab you. Uh-huh. And you just start dancing with random people, right? And at some point, this is what I do remember. There was this other girl who I danced, my cousin kind of introduced me with. This other girl, my cousin didn't know this girl, but I start dancing with her. We go, you know, around. I go to get more drinks. I come back. My cousin's like, how old are you? She's like, oh, I'm 15. And I was like, I couldn't be all the fuck out of there.
Oh, shit, pedo.
No.
He's a pedo.
Like, goodbye. Adios.
Yeah, but also, like, they let people drink and into the clubs and shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You should have invited me, man.
So then.
I did invite you.
I'm just kidding.
What other. Were there any other bitches encounters?
Not really.
Yeah. So, the one you made out with.
That night, no.
No. I'm not meaning that. I mean, in general. Hold on. I want to hear about the bitches.
Dude, hold on. That what?
Hold
that,
on.
What?
Hold on. So, my cousin. I'm my
like,
cousin,
you skipped that part of the story?
My cousin. My cousin tells me that we're going to leave. We're going to go. And I was like, all right. He's like, wait for me here. He's going to go find my other cousin, Marcia. And so she found Marcia, and he comes back. She goes, hey, some girls want to meet you. And I'm like.
You're like, weird.
Oh.
Passport.
I was, yeah.
You should have been waving that shit around.
I was like, all right. And so I go there. And all they do is ask for my name and say, like, oh, where are you from? Like, I'm like San Antonio, Texas. You're like, oh, wow. And then that's it. I was like, why the fuck did you call me over here just to ask for my name and where
bro,
I was from?
Bro, that is like 1,000% more than here, bro.
Huh?
That's 1,000% more than here.
I know. But still, like, why you call me just to know where
I
was from?
Yeah, but you could start the conversation from there.
Well, yeah, but it was like I met one girl, and then I had to meet the other girl, and I had to meet the other girl. Then
you
was
choose.
A guy. I would just... yeah, but like it didn't feel like that. You know what I mean? Like I was like,
no risk, bro.
Like, why did you call me over here to not even like start a conversation? You called me. You called me.
No, dude. No. This is where you riz it up
for real.
That was a riz moment,
bro. Dico, this guy, bro. The girls they showed you the door, bro, and you're like,
nah. All right. So like personally, I would have gone up, hi, you know, hugs all around, right? Where are you from? Whatever, and then like. I grab like two of the hands. I'm like, where are y'all? Are y'all friends? Like no way y'all just be hanging out and y'all disgorge, blah, 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 blah. And then you fuck them up. Just kidding.
Yeah. Or you should have just chosen like the prettiest one. You're like,
you grab her, you're like, hey, let's hang out.
Vamos a bailar, hermosa.
We were ready to go, though.
No, I know. I'm fucking with you. But okay, so you meet these three girls, right? Whatever.
Yeah. I meet them all. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. Whatever. And then, you know, this guy comes up to me and starts talking to me. He's the only one that's starting to talk to me. He tells me he's from Orlando and Montgomery. And I was like, what the? Those are. He's like, I'm from Orlando, and a few hours from there, I go to Montgomery. I was like, Montgomery is not a few hours. Montgomery is in Alabama. What the fuck are you talking about? But yeah, that happened, and then we left, and we went home, and we slept, and then we went to Tingo Maria. Tingo Maria wasn't really a great story. But then, from there, I went to the Inca Trail.
What you wanted. Huh? That's what you, like, wanted in general, right?
What?
The Inca Trail?
Yeah, that's what I went to Peru for.
Did you feel those spirits of your ancestors?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. For real, for real? Like, for real?
They gave me the will to keep going.
You felt something like, it's no, just dude. a little bit. Just something was there.
Something was there?
Like.
Dude, I'm not that spiritual as you. I don't have those gates open.
I'm sure you felt something.
Yeah.
Something in your balls, you know?
Okay. In your balls.
Well, I already told you this story, but I haven't told you this story.
Tell me.
So when you told me, I was fucked up.
I remember
a lot of it, but I don't
know. Okay, so I'm on the we start the Inca Trail, right? And the first day, I see this girl on the trail, and we keep passing her. And at first, I was like, she's not that cute, you know? But then she ended up like being the only girl on the trail that spoke English. I had a dream about her, and she was a redhead.
Real stuff.
So, and so the next day I woke up in the morning. I was like, all right, maybe she is cute, you know.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with it.
And so the second day we're on the trail and we start passing each other again, and she like the first time I passed her, I looked at her, I smiled, I was like. Hi.
Yeah.
I'm not good with women, bro.
She's what, Peruvian? Or like, she's visiting too?
She's British.
British. That's cool. English.
Huh?
So English.
Yes.
Nice.
English. I ignored the accent.
All right, the accent's kind of cool.
I didn't like it.
Oh, but you don't like it?
I don't like the British accent.
I think it's fun to listen to.
Why?
I don't know. It's like
fucking
just,
annoys me.
Just different.
It's like wrong English. Anyways,
it's not wrong English.
So
that's original
English. That's what English was, bro.
Are you American or are you fucking British, bro?
I'm whatever I want to be.
The Queen's English.
Anyway,
so
the first time I pass her, I see her. We make eye contact, smile, and I'm like, hey.
Most stuff.
You know, she says hi back. It's awkward as fuck. I'm not good with women.
Mm-hmm.
Only bitches I get is karma. You know, and so.
I didn't think about that one.
Did you get it?
No.
Only bitches I get is karma.
Who's karma?
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
I get it.
She gets fucked by karma.
And so we pass each other again. She says something like I feel like we're going to pass each other all day. And I was like, yeah, probably.
Like, yeah,
again,
walk,
I'm not good
together.
With women. Huh?
We should walk together.
You are so bad.
I'm not good with women.
Sorry, you just need practice.
You know, and and so.
It's so bad.
So the next time we pass each other, I'm passing her. I'm out of breath. I'm like, yeah. And
like
she's taking her break. I pass her while she's on her break, and she goes, so how are you, like, how's the trail? And I'm like, I don't have the stamina for this, you know. And
thought
I make
I
her
did.
Laugh. Huh?
How long was it total? Like
It was 4 days.
4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Four complete days, like.
Well, the last day was mostly in Machu Picchu, but
okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're what? How far in you are in you?
In
how far
at this point?
Yeah.
This is the second day.
Oh, so you just do the thugging it out.
We're on a climb. And it's like a constant climb. I'll talk about it more a little later.
All right.
But
so women, she's talking to you. Right?
She says like, how are you like how are you handling it? And I'm like, I don't have the stamina for this. You know. And as I walk by her, I'm like, and she laughs. You know. I was like, all right, I made her laugh. And then eventually, while we keep walking, I'm like, I have a chance to riz this girl up.
Yes, you do.
You know?
You had a chance to riz her a long time
ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to figure out how to do this. And what I thought was, you know, we keep passing each other, and she's acknowledged that we're going to keep passing each other all day. Just next time, next time I see her, next time I pass her, I'm gonna tap her leg, and I'm gonna be like, "Tag, you're it." Play a little trail tag. What? All right. What?
I would have just walked with her though.
No, but we had different groups.
Okay, okay. That's the part I didn't get.
And you're gonna see why I couldn't couldn't just walk with her.
My bad.
But so the next time I pass her, she's sitting down. I'm out of breath. I'm fucking dying. I'm eating coca. I got coca in my mouth, you know. And coca.
Coca?
The coca leaves. Mm-hmm. What they make cocaine out of, like the plant?
So cool.
Yeah, you don't get any effects, but it helps your respiratory system.
Yeah, but it wasn't working for me. It wasn't enough for me. So I go up to her, she's sitting down again, and I poke her leg and I go, "Tag, you're it."
Uh-huh.
And she smiles and laughs, looks at her, she has a friend with her, she looks at her friend, they smile at each other. I keep walking. I don't remember if I made eye contact with her at the point, but we keep walking. I'm out of breath still, so
okay.
And we keep walking. Then later, I'm on my break. I'm eating my snack. I'm drinking some water with my cousins. And she comes up to me.
She comes up to you.
Real shit?
Yeah, she has to pass me on the trail.
Oh, I thought she meant like to come talk to you.
No, she has to pass me on the trail. She's passing me on the trail. And she pokes my hip. And she goes, "Tags, you're it." And I'm like, I'm fucking in. All
right, your plan worked.
I was like, you know, like, I didn't say anything.
I know, right?
God damn it.
I didn't know what to say.
What do you mean?
That's exactly how I felt, bro.
No! I didn't know what to say. I was like,
"You didn't say anything."
Bro, that could have been the love of your life. The mother of your children.
I was thinking, like,
just let her go.
I should say, no tag backs, like, for fun. But it wouldn't make sense because we're the only two people playing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just smiled and laughed and, like, watched her go away. We made some eye contact.
Real shit.
Awkward smiling eye contact.
You know?
Do you know how old she was?
No, I didn't ask. Okay. But she was pretty young.
Okay. Bro, at that moment, that's when you should have been like, "Hey." You know, and, like, get her attention and be like, you know what I mean? Like, get her to come to you.
Yeah.
If you're that tired, you should have been like.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
And got her Instagram. That's all it took, bro.
Phone was dead, though.
Oh, or women love the idea of meeting her soulmate on a trip somewhere.
Yeah. That's a good point. Fuck, bro.
Like, okay, I met my husband in Peru at the Inca Trail.
Well, anyways, so.
No.
We, that happens. She walks and she turns on the jets because I never saw her again.
Rip, no Nick.
Way. She had a lot more stamina than me.
L, Nick, bro. L, triple L,
I was up here,
bro.
Nick. I was here.
I know.
Now I'm done.
I'm like, after that point, I'm like, I gotta fucking.
Gotta haul ass.
I started like grabbing just handfuls of coca, put in my ass. I'm like, I gotta fucking
go in your ass
and catch up with this girl, you know. And I'm like fucking dying, and I never see her. There was a break before the last climb, which is the hardest climb. There was a break, and I started walking around that little area looking for her, and I couldn't fucking find her.
Damn.
And then we make the climb. I'm like, I take forever on the climb because my stamina and the altitude. Like, it just didn't work. And I get there. I'm at the peak. And I'm like, this is, like, a perfect fucking place to see her and talk to her at the fucking peak. This is the highest point of our hike. Like, this is the perfect place. I look around. She's not there, bro. She's not there. We make the climb down. We get to the camp. I look around in the camp. I can't fucking find her.
Do you feel the regret?
Yes.
Good. At least you feel the regret. Next time you get a chance like that, you'll think
I can't.
You won't think twice.
And I couldn't find her for the rest of the hike.
Damn.
I was like,
hey, you know what? You know you can do it though, right? That proved that you can talk to women. Maybe it wasn't the best, but it fucking worked, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you just need to try it again.
Yeah.
And again and again and again.
Learn. That regret, that make sure it hurts. Make sure you feel it and know it, because.
Dude, she, like,
you had a chance.
Like, yeah, the first day she wasn't that cute. Bro. Like, I wasn't that attracted. The second day I was like, all right, she's cute. The third day I was like, she's fucking hot, bro.
You know what it is? You know what it is too that I've noticed? When I'm hanging out somewhere longer than a day and there's not a lot of women around, my standards will start dropping to the women that I are in my surroundings. So like,
yeah,
if I didn't think she was hot the first day, I think she's bad as fuck by like the third or fourth day because I'm like, fuck, I need to talk to someone.
You know what I think is more is like the amount, like I'm being put through the ringer on this trail. Like it's it's beating me the fuck up. And there's a girl.
Oh yeah, the fact that she was whooping your ass on that is hot as fuck. I would have been
That she was doing better than me?
Yeah, it's hot.
I don't know. I feel like
I like when women do stuff good. I'm like, yeah.
If she wasn't interested in talking to you more, none of that. She would have never said hi back. She would have never said tag back.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Bro.
I'm sorry. I let you down.
You know what?
Baby
steps. Baby steps.
You let God down. God was like, here, Nick, I give you the mother of your children.
No, you know what? All you do is let yourself down. You just can't do that again.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I just gotta work out more, work on my stamina so I could catch up.
No, or just start a better conversation before she leaves.
You need to work on your skill of taking action when you see a woman that you want to talk to.
Because like you could have talked to her and then be like, okay, like, yeah, she's going to go ahead. But you're like, whenever we get back into town, let's meet up somewhere. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, here's my number. Whatever.
Yep.
The fuck.
Yeah,
whatever
the
fuck she
says. Just like that.
Yeah, I get you, man. I get you. But...
And he's like, oh, my phone's dead too. Oh, you have a piece of paper. Let me write it down. You know what I mean?
Give me your arm. I've actually never done that. I've never, like, a girl's never written her number on my hand or arm. I've never written my number on someone's.
I've written mine in a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
And you just
But, like, you've seen that shit in the movies where, like, give me your hand. Just, like, call me.
Bro, they'll
and
love
And then your
that.
Hand sweats and you're like, my number.
Have y'all seen that tweet of this guy was talking to this girl and she wrote her number on the napkin but left a number out? Like, left, like, two numbers.
Oh,
out,
yeah, so I saw that. Guess. And he had it on a notebook.
I forgot, like, yeah, like, I forgot what movie that is. Huh? I forgot what movie that is.
It's not no, that was a TikTok.
It wasn't a TikTok.
Oh, I saw it on
TikTok. I saw it on Twitter.
Really? Yeah. I feel like I saw that, like, a long time ago.
Or X. But, yeah.
I wonder if you did that to a girl. I wonder if she'd give the time to, like, figure it out.
No, they wouldn't.
Maybe just one number missing, right?
Yeah, you only have nine combinations.
Look, me and Jacob were laughing at this video, and Nick, this will serve you right. Hold on, let me find it,
bro.
Here,
you're getting there, Nick. You're getting there.
You saved it.
Well, I liked it, so I just scrolled back down and found it. He's talking about hitting people up on Tinder.
Your fault.
That's correct. That's some knowledge.
I'm gaining.
Yes. Yes. That's some real shit, bro. That's some real shit.
Okay.
That's some real shit.
I don't think I told you. I'm on Tinder.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I mean, I have it downloaded too.
I'm not getting any matches though.
Let me see your Tinder.
Cause Tinder's
you already looked at my Tinder.
Tinder's only for hot people.
Up there.
So. If you want to get actual matches, you're gonna have to get on Bumble and Hinge and be creative.
You think so?
Because you're not attractive.
I didn't hear the first thing you said. What was that?
Tinder? I mean, because I don't match with people like every day, but like I'll check it every week or so, and like I'll have a match or two, and I'll hit them up.
I got a couple of notifications telling me I missed a match,
but it's probably a fat bitch.
Yeah, like I remember.
Oh yeah,
I remember
every time I miss a match, I'm like, ah, it's
I remember
probably
like
for a reason.
Getting to like one profile, and I was like immediately nope, right?
You missed and a match.
You missed a match. I was like, ah,
no, same. It's like rewind. I'm like, no, keep going.
Yeah. Tinder, I mean, you'll get matches, but, like, it's not high quality, bro. That's just to fuck. And if you're, like, good looking, you need to get on Bumble and Hinge.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. And that's where you can actually, like, they got things so that you could actually put your a little bit of your personality out there.
I've met more people personally that use Bumble.
Yeah.
Than anything else. I mean, not Bumble, but, like, Hinge and shit like that. There's this other one. Okay. It's called, the girls at the bar have been using it. It's not Hinge.
Highly.
Fuck, I don't know.
If you replicate your profile on Bumble or Hinge, I bet all my life savings, which is just $1.62, that you can get.
That was a good one.
That you're gonna get 1,000 matches, bro.
Goddamn,
that was nice good.
Alright, fuck the video. Give me your phone.
No, I need the video.
It's important.
We'll do
it's
it
pretty good. His pictures are actually decent.
No, I know.
Yeah. Like it's. I mean,
I have my suit at the dry cleaner at the Comet Cleaners.
Like an actual suit?
Yeah. No, my red one that I wore at the wedding.
The suit.
Yeah.
It's a real suit. I said a real suit and you said no.
Anyways, so
it's a real prom suit.
Okay, I get it.
I want to put that on, get on my bike and take a picture.
Yes, bro.
That like
let's do that.
You know where I got the idea from?
Where's your suit?
It's at the Comet Cleaners. I'm going to pick it up right after this. But
I'm down
do you want to ride after this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's run it.
Do you have anything to do after this?
I got 4 more miles. And 100.
Do you want to run those 4 miles on the back of his bike?
See, it's because riding on the back of someone's bike, that's a guy.
I mean, I do it. I would do it with my homies all the time. It's like, it's weird. It's weird at first. I'm not even
bromance, man.
Bro,
it's weird as fuck first, but as soon as I like someone gives it like first little brump and you feel your head jerk back, you're like, nah, fuck that. Like, that homo shit can eat a dick. I'm holding on. Just dead ass. Like me and Jacob, we'd be like sometimes we were hauling ass. And at first we'd be like just like one arm and one arm in the back. And then we fucking almost fall off. We're like, nah, bro, I'm sorry, bro. He'd be like, I need to hold on to you. We'd be like ripping on.
It's just so.
It's like when you.
It's so gay.
It's like, have you ever seen people try jujitsu for the first time? They look gay as fuck. Because they're like, okay, you got to bend over. You got to like. And the guy like positions himself, right? Because then you have to start from a position. And they're always like, they're like, this isn't right. They're like, no, this is how it goes. And have you seen, fuck, I forgot who it was. But he posted, like, a video of him doing it. He's like, no, like, get the fuck off of me. This is fucking gay. He's like, no, this is a fucking sport.
Actually, I do know what you mean. When I was in Hapkido, we would do that shit.
And it feels weird.
I remember, like, one of the first times, it was, like, a grown man just on me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you, like, fuck a bit.
But, like, once you get into it, you're like, yeah, like, get the fuck on me. I'll beat your ass.
But, yes. I mean, you know what? We're close enough.
I mean, you don't even ride. You're not going to ride out.
I changed the title. I could go out now.
Oh, yeah. Finally.
That bike
yes.
is mine.
Yes.
I've been thinking. It's just.
Thank God.
It doesn't hurt anymore.
We need to go for a ride.
But my foot that I had to put down, it was hurting for a while.
Use your other foot.
Huh?
Use the other foot.
Okay.
Like, you meant when you're standing, right?
Well, yeah, like so that's what I was. That's what I was doing, like around the neighborhood.
Uh huh.
Just going on my like stopping on my right foot. But
how
did
it feel?
Like I didn't want to go out and do that. I don't know. I just like if I'm on a.
Did it feel weird or no?
Very. It felt like I was creating a bad habit.
So that makes how sense. You're supposed to do it technically is right. So you pull up to a stoplight or a stop. Your bike's in neutral, and then you have your right foot on your rear brake tapped so that the bike's not moving, and you have your left foot on the ground. Yeah. But you can do it the other way. Just be careful to burn your leg.
Exactly.
Because even if you are at a hill, you can always grab your front brake. So you have your right foot on the ground and you're just holding your front brake.
Yeah. Now the other
so you don't move.
The other day I was riding and I put my left foot down and I got like this sharp ass pain. I almost fucking fell. But I was like, all right, I'm gonna start stopping on my right foot. Mm-hmm. And after I started doing that, I was like, this just feels like I'm starting bad habits.
It's not necessarily a bad habit because you have to get comfortable with switching because whenever you do have to go, you have to pick your left foot up to click into gear. So either way, you will have to switch those feet at some point. So, you know, you're at a stop.
Yeah, yeah, I get what you mean.
You need to switch it.
I switch it down before I stop, though.
But I'm saying if you can stop in neutral and then you can just sit on the bike and not hold the clutch in. Like if you're at a stoplight, you pull up to a stop, and you don't want to hold your clutch in for 3 minutes, so you just leave it in neutral.
The way how I start is different. Like, I don't know.
No, I get you. I'm just saying, like, when you're on the street, like, it's better to get used to both feet, so you don't have to, like, be scared about using either one.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense. All right. But I'm down to ride.
Me too.
I'm not. I'm hungry.
Fucking pussy. I'm so hungry. Too,
I'm so fucking hungry.
We get my suit. We get food. Then we ride.
I don't have money to eat.
I have money.
I have groceries. No.
Don't be a fucking bitch.
You're going to buy me a meal? What kind of meal are you going to buy me?
A fucking McDonald's Junior meal.
No.
I need 4 eggs and some beans.
4 eggs.
And beans? Jesus.
Yeah, because...
Some chicken?
I'm like slightly on a diet.
Slightly on a diet?
It's because it's weird because I burn like maybe like 1,500 calories a day. So it's like...
Are you watching your calories?
I mean, it shows me.
Do you know what's your maintenance?
It's supposed to be like 2,200, but I don't know.
That's
weird.
That's maintenance to lose weight or to just stay normal, like stay at your same weight?
Just to like slightly lose weight.
Okay.
But it's just like, it's so fucking hungry after I run.
Yeah.
I get so hungry.
You know what I've done is, I had to look it up, but find foods that are more filling. Like
in volume,
yeah, like foods that you can eat a lot of, and they like it's like eating air. Like, I forgot they sell these chips that they're like, it's literally like one serving is like 50 pieces.
Damn,
so it's like fucking eat all you taste is like the little spices, like tahini, whatever it is. But you just be, I'd munch on those shits because it was like barely any carbs, like barely any calories, and like a serving was like fucking a bowl. So I would just eat those and not feel bad about it, like when I wanted to like munch.
But I need nutrients too.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know.
I just mean because I just like eating when I'm like watching TV type shit. Like I'd be hungry and I'm just like.
What? I can't do that no more. Don't tell me that. I can't do that.
Or like popcorn. Popcorn is also like not very.
Oh good. Yeah. I love popcorn.
Because you can eat the shitload and it's like you don't really get that bad.
You want to buy me a Whataburger?
Yeah, I'll buy you a Whataburger. I want Whataburger.
Actually, why don't we go eat some pho?
Some what?
Some ramen.
You want to go to Bakudan or what?
Bakudan?
The one that's right here.
I'm down to go to Bakudan.
No, we could do that.
But it's like $15 per bowl.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not that hungry. So I'll just be kind of tagging along.
Yeah, I mean.
But I'm cool with that.
$15. We could share a bowl.
But you know what? It's a lot of calories, though. See, it's just such a dilemma, bro.
Bro, just stop thinking about it.
I can't.
Why don't y'all just go to Subway?
Subway's so unhealthy.
Depends on what you're talking about.
Eat fresh.
Depends on what you pick.
It's in the name.
Bro, that bread, the bread is considered like sweet bread, you know, for the other countries. It's like.
Which one, though?
All of them.
I mean, because I went to Subway yesterday and I didn't really try to keep it low calorie, but I kind of did. So I ordered what I wanted, but with like the bread and like. Less cheese, like the calories did go down like about 100. So like
you're watching your calories too?
Nah, not really. But if I'm like, if I know I've been eating like shit, I'll have a day or two where I'm like, okay, let me really watch it, because I like eating however I want. But I know eating however I want every day is not gonna work.
Yeah.
Wait, Nick hasn't told his story about making out with a girl.
What the fuck?
I wanted to talk about the Inca Trail a little bit more.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
But if you want me, I can skip it for now.
Wait, I thought you were done with the Inca Trail.
No, man. There was so much about it. Like, I fucking loved it.
Okay.
I mean, like... Fuck. The Inca Trail... Dies. I've had so... Like, I realized, like, I have so much mental toughness. Because, like, when you're out of breath... I'm sure you're running. I'm sure you're out of... Like, feel this. When you feel like you have, like, no gas left, like, you just want to stop, right?
Yeah, I just start saying,
yeah.
They don't know me, son. They don't know me, son. who's gonna? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had that the entire time. I was like, I gotta stop. But I just kept moving my feet, you know. And I was like, yeah, I just keep going, you know. I just realized how much like mental toughness I have just from that.
Yeah.
From that trek.
No, that's good.
So much so that like I want to get like addicted to drugs and see if I can deal with the withdrawal.
Wow. That's rough. I was gonna say you should.
You won't.
You should learn.
I think I can. Like I feel like
you won't.
I think I can.
You won't.
Like
what drugs? Like you want to come over a coke addiction or like a heroin addiction?
Let's do heroin. Yeah,
that's
heroin.
Way worse.
You won't.
Like I could believe you getting over like a coke addiction. Like not everyone, but
like you
of,
did.
A lot of people have done it. No, like a lot of people get like you know a little.
Nah, I could,
and
no,
quit.
Just get addicted to heroin real quick, and then
just. Work out.
But like no, this
that's
is the
like
thing.
Chancing your health
thing.
Though.
You see, people detox like in a room blocked. You know, they have the heroin away.
Yeah,
I want to detox in a room with a needle in the room.
Can we just get you? Can we just make you an alcoholic and then make you start drinking? Because that's way.
No,
easier.
But I don't like alcohol. What the fuck,
bro? Most heroin addicts.
It's just a joke, guys. Jesus.
You don't know how many times it takes them to, you know, actually finally quit.
I think I would just do one try and I'm done.
One try is all it takes. That's all it takes. You wouldn't be able to just do it once. I know that personally.
I think I'm going to do it just to prove it to y'all.
Look.
All right, do it.
I mean, whatever.
My friend was telling me because she spent time at the courthouse working. She was telling me that in the they have a prostitution area of like court.
San Antonio?
Yeah. So where they
there's prostitutes in San Antonio?
Yeah. It's like a section of like lawyers that only deal with the prostitution ring and like people whatever. So she was telling me that they had this lady who had been arrested before for prostitution and she's like in the what do they call it? The in and out house? No, 1 foot one out
houses. Where?
The ones you get out you go to after you get out of prison.
I know what you're talking about. The halfway house.
Halfway houses. Yeah. Fucking A, yes. So that she was staying at a halfway house. This lady was 85 years old, right? Addicted to heroin.
She's 85 and slinging pussy?
No, I don't think so.
That's not what he was saying.
So she was a prostitute for most of her life. And I'm pretty sure homegirl's retired now. Oh. But like, she is still a heroin addict. And so she had been clean. Had been like in the halfway houses, like right, doing good, trying to get off probation. She had an ankle monitor, trying to get it off. And so she'd been asking, hey, can I get my ankle monitor off? They're telling, no, you have to wait. So then she had told the other people that she lived with was like, if they don't take it off me this week, like I'm going to cut it off and I'm going to run away and go do heroin. She was telling like the people that she was lived with. So then sure enough, that week came, she asked, they told her no. That night, went home, cut that shit off with a walker, grabbed the walker, went out the front door, and went out, started doing heroin again. 85 years old.
Yeah, it wouldn't be me.
It would be you. You don't know.
Couldn't be me. I'm just built different.
I'm built different.
You just don't know what addiction means, Nick. You don't know what it feels like for something to just overcome your mind so hard. It's just like, oh, fuck.
I think I can handle it.
No.
I'm just fucking around. Nah, but the trail was awesome, man. I loved
Who's
it.
Who's that? What the fuck?
Huh?
This girl on my Instagram. I didn't know I followed her. She's not bad. I know who she is.
I don't want to hang out after this. I want to go home and eat something that's good for my diet.
Oh my god, make up your fucking mind, dude.
It's the demons, bro. I'm telling you. It's
what demons?
It's the American food addiction. The high
ramen?
Carbs. The high carbs addiction.
But ramen is
high carbs.
It's Asian.
What difference does that make?
Bro, quit fucking.
How's it moving around?
Because you're fucking with it.
Your floor is not well done.
Is it like rare or what?
Huh?
Is it medium well, rare? You got it.
He's talking about the.
It wasn't funny to me, but. What other topics? I mean, you didn't even talk about the Inca Trail.
Huh? I just did. Yeah, but y'all just kind of shot it down.
Wait, what?
No.
He
told you to tell the story.
Yeah.
Well, I already told the story. I just like...
He's all about the mental toughness?
Yeah, the mental toughness.
That's all?
Inca Trail,
I fucked
with
that.
I thought you were going to say like something that in the middle of the night you Dude. Felt the spirits of your ancestors.
No, I slept super well. Like...
You were, was it in like in a, like camping, like in
yeah,
a tent?
Yeah, it was a tent. It was a tent.
Type
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Dude, you could have been, you took.
Bro, we ate so fucking good.
The fuck like, did y'all eat?
We had like, ceviche.
Okay,
like,
though, I can see that one.
Ajigatina,
what?
Like, all the fucking like that last popular one, like Peruvian dishes, we had them on the trail.
Did he carry, like, the guy carry them for you?
So we had porters, and the porters carried it and they cooked it.
Oh, nice. So like camping maids, lack of better words, because that's how I've always imagined it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's they, fucking they cool. They cook for you. That's they get you water. Cool. Yeah.
Do they wake you up in the morning?
They do. You know how they woke us up? They go, buen día, mate de coca.
Just from outside the tent?
Just from outside the tent. They go, buen día, mate de coca. And they just keep doing that until you wake up. God damn. And you're like, see?
You're like, no.
You don't feel anything from it?
From the coca?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And,
you don't feel like,
Your hands get numb. And your legs get numb. Your face gets numb. Like my cheek was numb. But, you know, my cousin, he was, you know, fucking, he was like a fucking cocaine addict with it, dude. He just kept taking it. And then, the day of our climb, he was saying like he was fine. He didn't feel anything. Next day, dude was in pain. He was, his whole body was aching. And like, we had the next day, he was just, every walk, he was like, he was in pain. You should go like, ow, ow, ow.
Fuck that.
I wonder what would have happened if you like took some shots while you chewed
the like coca. Shots of what?
Like alcohol and some coca leaves.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. How does
it's like cocaine and alcohol?
Never done that.
Yeah, never done that.
You need to try that. Is it legal to buy here?
No, it's what, very, cocaine? It's a very legal plant. The only thing that's illegal is making.
Wait, coca in the United States?
Yeah, the coca.
Yeah,
leaves.
No, you can't get coca here.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You sure you can't even just like you, import it?
Then you would be able to get coca tea. You can't.
I'm gonna look that shit up.
I wonder what happens
because you can get anything now.
If like, you drink a gallon of coca tea,
you'd just be really hyper.
Like
yeah. I don't know. I mean, I drink a like coca tea every day, every morning of the hike, every night of the hike.
Damn.
Yeah.
Coca.
Ha! Boom! Suck it.
I bet if you did coke once, you'd be like,
"Bro, there was one time on the trail. I was trailing behind my cousin, and I was chewing on the choca, the coca, and then I finished it and I swallowed like all the nutrients and all the you know all the shit that works. I swallowed it, and I see my cousins up there, and I just start fucking going. I turned on the motors and I caught up to them, and I was like, "Y'all are fucking slow," and I passed them. And then a little bit later, I was like, oh, shit, it wore off.
Nick, you can buy coca leaves. 200-plus coca leaves, dry, $6.
We should...
Dry?
Dry.
Bro, we should dry... We should, like, buy a bunch of them and then just...
Yeah, I mean, like, when it's dry, it doesn't really have the effect anymore.
Yeah, it does. They make candy out of it. They make tea out of it.
No. When the coca leaves, when they're dry, you can't. When they're dry, they're useless.
Well, they sell tea bags. They sell the actual plant, the leaves. They sell.
Hey, you wanna start your own little cocaine ring?
No.
Why not?
Could you not say that? I'm like.
He's trying to get into the military.
Trying to join the army right now.
Oh yeah, are you really?
Yeah. Shit. It's been a while. I was gonna leave. I was going to leave like 2 weeks ago.
Why didn't you?
Because I'm an idiot.
So what's the route plan on that?
Hey, bro, we can see your underwear, by the way.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not like we can see anything.
Yeah, you won't be able to see anything, bro. My dick's like an inch.
Tucked between your legs.
My dick's inside right now, actually.
But playing his garage.
Yeah, when you run, it just fucking shrivels out.
Not for me, bro. It's fucking...
Fuck you.
See, you have so much power, but you don't use it. That's crazy.
It's like, I don't know. I can't think of anything. It's like, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, bro. I can't be Spider-Man. Swinging this around.
He's Spider-Man, bro.
If I were you, I'd be in a mansion with a cougar. Easy.
Wait,
what were you talking about?
You were
about?
Saying something.
Oh, I'm still trying to join the army.
No, but what's, like, the route plan? Like, how do you join?
So, when I was 16, I went to a doctor because my parents were worried about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was diagnosed depressed.
Okay.
So, now when I was trying to join the army, they're like, you can't join because of your medical record. It says you were depressed
So like, then how do you get around?
And then now it's like, okay, you gotta get a waiver. I'm like, okay, what I gotta do is like, oh, now you gotta go see the psychiatrist, so they could be like, oh, he's not depressed, and then, you know, go talk to more people, and then, you know, visit the general and be like, okay, and then it's a whole process. But
wait, how long do you think it's gonna take? Like more than like a month or two?
No, I'm gonna see a psychiatrist Wednesday, I think.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna try to act not depressed.
I'm not depressed. I don't get depressed.
Are you gonna like be honest with the psychiatrist, or are you just gonna come like covered and
what do you
make
mean?
It look like you're fine?
I am. I don't get depressed anymore.
Well, I know, but because a lot of people get diagnosed depressed, right? And like they very well could be, like, but it's not like crippling depression to where like I can't do anything, you know?
How do you prove you're not depressed? Like,
I'm just gonna tell them the truth. Like, I was 16.
Yeah.
I moved to a different city, lost all my friends. And my stepdad had PTSD and abused me, and I did drugs, and it only made the depression worse.
That's all you can say.
No, I'm not gonna say that.
No, yeah, that's what I meant.
Said,
like, are you gonna
said
be?
That that's what you were gonna say.
That's what I meant. Are you gonna be like completely honest with them with that, or are you just gonna like kind of skim over that part just to?
I'm gonna skim over that part.
Yeah, yeah. But that
I
makes
mean,
that
that's
makes
the
more
truth.
Sense.
That's the truth.
No, I'll get you. I get you.
Yeah, I'll set them up.
Maybe if you pay for a psychiatrist personally, you can tell them the truth. But if they're paying for it,
I'm just gonna be like, yeah, I was depressed.
Right. You know what? You know what teen is not depressed?
You know, like, what teen? I mean, I was depressed. I was 16 and fat. Didn't get no pussy. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, come on. You were there. Especially if they're ugly. But, like, you were there.
Yeah, I was depressed.
Like, you remember that before you were married?
Yeah.
He's going to start crying.
I haven't been laid in 2 years.
You're going to make the psychiatrist start crying. He's like, maybe I'm depressed.
Yeah. No, I don't get depressed. Because of Andrew Tate, he taught me, he cured my mind.
Yeah.
That I don't know if I should tell him that or not, but
you should tell Andrew Tate that you cured his mind.
I don't think so. No,
sir, Andrew Tate, have you heard of him?
I think you should.
He cured my mind.
They're gonna be like, what the fuck?
I can.
They're gonna be like, yeah, he's a narcissist.
It's like, I know I can feel depressed, but that doesn't mean I can be depressed.
Real shit.
But real shit. I'm so hungry. Do you have any food here?
No. That's why I said we should go out and eat, because I have no food.
Can we go out in your mom's car? I don't want to be in the back of a motorcycle.
Yeah, we could take... Yeah, wait, fine.
But we have to, because you have to get your suit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you the story about the girl, because we're already about time to cut off.
Running shit.
So, okay. This is my last night in Peru. And my cousin tells me he wants to take me, like, he wants to get fucked up with me, right? And so we go, he takes me to this bar, to this club. We get in, we get up. Funny story, we needed to go to the restroom, and the security there, like the bouncer there, wouldn't let us go in until we bought a drink. And so we had to go buy a drink, get the drink, and then, like, go to the bathroom. Like, I had to show him the drink, like, to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
So we do that, and then we're kind of like looking around, and again, this nightclub, it turns out it's a gay club.
Okay. Like, y'all didn't know that walking in there.
No, we didn't know. We went in, we're just drinking, we're just like hanging out. My cousin goes, I think this is a gay club.
Like, there's a lot of men looking at me.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah. And so we like start walking around, we get to this one area, and I'm looking at the club. Bro, it's like 70% men, 30% women,
mm-hmm.
And the women that are there are gay. You know, so all the dudes are gay, and we're just kind of like standing there. We're not really sure what to do.
Yeah.
We didn't mean to go to a gay bar. I'm drinking rum and coke. I take like I have like two drinks by now, and or on my second drink, I tell my cousin, "Let's get into the dance floor." And see what happens from there. Like, we just do the same thing we're doing right now, just in the dance floor. And so we go into the dance floor, and we're just standing there. We're going like, you know, we're not really feeling it. Yeah, and then this group of girls come. There's only one pretty girl and, like, three ugly girls. So this group of girls come, and they start dancing where we are. And they're bumping into us. And we're, me and my cousin are looking at each other. We're kind of laughing. We're like, they just fucking came here. And then one of the girls looks at me and she goes, do you want to dance? And I was like,
yes.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
You're like, please.
And so I start dancing with her. I'm like spitting her or doing shit. She does this thing. I don't know. Have you ever danced with like a natural?
Like a woman?
Like a Latina? Like from Latin like America? Like a woman.
Yeah.
So they do this thing where they like turn and they throw their hip into you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I can.
You don't know?
I can imagine it.
Yeah.
Like we go from one side and then we just like.
I'm more imagining really, it than remembering.
Like
it,
we just kind of like, they kind of like we like fucking throw hips into each other.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she's hot, you know?
So you're bricked up, bro. You're bricked up.
Yeah, I'm bricked up.
Oh my God.
I'm bricked up.
Nigga beyond chub.
And she's like hitting my dick. And I'm like, ah.
So then does she keep dancing when she feels it?
Yeah, we keep dancing. We keep going through. And, you know, I'm like, she's not really looking at me. Her friends, my cousin tries to talk to her friends. And I don't think her friends like my cousin, like, at all. Because at some point, she starts talking to her friend, and they're, like, kind of arguing. And she turns to me, and she's like, we're going to go to the bathroom. And we're like, all right, that's fine. And then they never come back.
Oof.
And then so me and my cousin, we go to get another drink. We're like, well, what now? And so we start to, like, walk around the club. We go to the other side of the club. We hug a wall and we start walking deeper into the dance floor. And then I see a guy there just like sleeping on the wall. He's not like sleeping, but he's just like standing there still. Like he's like not having fun on the wall. And I go, there's no women here. And he's like, bro, this is the wrong place to go for women, dude. Like there's no women here. And the ones that are here are gay, you know? And we're like, yeah, we're laughing. And then there's this group there, two girls, two guys. No, two girls. No, sorry. Fuck. two guys, three girls. And me and my cousin kind of just joined their group.
Yeah.
And then I think two other girls, fat girls, come in.
No. Fat bitch needs to shut the fuck up.
You know where that's from? You know where that's from? Oh, I have it on my saved.
I love that shit.
Okay, so two girls come and they get into the group. They're with the people and they start like laughing it up with me and like bringing me in. They're like, you know what I mean? Like when you just start like being included into the group.
Yeah.
Right? And you start like kind of moving around with them, right? They got me into that and we're just talking, or not talking, but dancing. I'm having fun. I'm doing shit like, you know. Right. I'm like doing American dances. And then one of the girls, there's this like fucking gorgeous chick there, and I'm trying to get with her, right?
Yeah.
I'd never got with her. I'm just throwing that out.
Okay.
You're such I love
that you commented that.
No, like she like the thing is, it's like she like I tried to make eye contact with her, but every time she would just like turn away. I'm like, all right. She doesn't like me. It's fine, whatever. And then there was this other girl there, who she was pretty, right? And she goes like that, you know, that dance with me. I dance with her. We dance for a while, and then she steps on my foot hard, and that shit fucking hurt. And like I had to stop because that shit fucking hurt, dude. And she goes, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry," you know. And then we go back to dancing in a circle. But in that dance, it was very intimate. Looking into your eyes.
Yeah. Don't look at my eyes.
She's cute. She's cute, huh?
No, I said, don't look at my eyes.
Huh? You don't like it when they look at your eyes?
I'm telling you, don't look at my eyes. Anyway. All right, so you're staring into this girl's eyes.
So I stare into her eyes, you know, as we're dancing. Then she steps on me, and it fucking hurts. And then we go back into the dance, and I try, we start, you know, just dancing in a circle again. And then she starts dancing with this other girl, like fucking intense, like hard, like hard fucking hip hits, right?
Bro.
And then, and my cousin leaves to go get another drink. And in that, when he leaves, the girl comes back up to me, we start dancing. And it's a not like a slow song, but it's a slower song. And so I start dancing a little bit more intimate. And I'm like, I have to fucking kiss her. And so...
That's right.
You okay. Send it.
And so I grab the back of her head and I pull her in and I kiss her. And we start making out for a bit. Like, just fucking circle dancing.
Middle of the dance floor.
Middle of the dance floor, just circle dancing.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Just, fuck yeah.
Just going in circles. And we stop for a minute and we dance like a little bit more like fun, I guess. And then we get more close together and I start making out with her again. You know, and then we stop again and we're like touching heads and those. You know that shit, like that little cute shit you do with your girlfriend?
Oh, real shit. Real shit.
And we start doing that and we start making out again. And then her phone rings, like her phone vibrates. I could feel it vibrate. And she stops, like, was like in the middle of us making out. She stops and she takes it out and she goes, ah, shit, it's 2:30. I have to go. I was like, no.
What do you mean?
What are you? I'm going to fuck you tonight. What do you mean? And she goes, no, I have to go. It's 2:30. And I was like, all right, fine, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And so.
And you didn't be like, hey, let me get your Instagram before you go.
No. She asked for my Instagram.
Let me see it.
I forgot about
let me
that.
See it.
Oh, wait. He showed me.
Yeah, I'm just going to say she was a lot cuter when it was darker.
That's fine. Doesn't matter. You were on a trip. It was fun.
The attempt is all that matters.
Yeah. But I just want to see the girl that I don't know.
She's not curious. Bad. She's not horrendous. She's not like a...
Is she from there? Like, she's...
From Peru, yeah.
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 Bro, we need to plan a Peru trip.
I feel like there's a way cheaper trip that we can plan that would be equally as fun.
It's called Mexico.
Yes.
But isn't it more dangerous?
No.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say I never felt in danger at all.
Well, Peru. I actually looked it up. Peru is actually not one of the more dangerous countries out of others.
Well, still, like...
Well, because like, someone asked me
that. Do you remember
that
story I told you at the bar? What are you doing?
Wait. Have you heard this before?
I don't think I have.
That's the video we've been quoting.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. In all honesty.
In all honesty. It'd be the fat girls doing the most.
Okay. Yes. Mexico then?
Yeah, Mexico. We should go
That's
to
fucking funny.
Tijuana.
We need to go to a third world country where our dollar has more value.
Mexico.
That's everywhere.
Easiest place.
Hmm?
That's everywhere.
No.
Our dollar has more value in Canada.
The euro has more value than our dollar.
No, it doesn't.
It is. Less.
No, it doesn't.
It is. It's either equal or it used to be more.
Hmm?
Our dollar was not the highest priced dollar.
All right. Well. Right.
Well, what?
We done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Cool.
I have more crazy stories. But
so, like, one
we'll
euro equals 1.08 of a U.S. dollar. So 1 euro is 1.08 of a U.S. dollar. So it is 8 cents more expensive, whatever the word is.
Cool. I have more stories, by the way.
What?
I have more stories.
I'm just proving a point because we have had that call.
Okay.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Tell me your story then.
No, I haven't. We have to stop because it's already over.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'll tell you on a different episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
That makes sense now. Latest pussy.
Huh? Bro, I want to take off these fucking contacts. Yeah, I'm about to say.